国人眼里的亚洲妹子都是什么样的呢？ Asian girls, how do Americans see them? Hello everyone, you're watching Real Deal English brought to you by Open Language. 我是 Jenny. 那今天呢，我们的节目有一个新的 format, 一个新的模式，就我们会用一些 YouTube viral videos. Viral 这个词就是病毒的意思。像现在社交媒体的年代呢，我们常会说 viral marketing, viral videos,换句话说就是转疯了的 YouTube 视频，我们会让你看这段视频，帮你懂得里面的英语，还有美国人为什么会疯转这段视频。那今天我们要选的这段视频呢，啊，也是我们华人的骄傲， because they're from the Phone Bros, 冯兄弟，来自美国的一对很有喜剧才华的 ABC 兄弟。然后 they're superstars on YouTube, they're Asian superstars, 亚洲的 YouTube 红人啊。今天我帮大家选的这一段视频呢，就是他们点击量非常高的，可能有几百万次播放的一个 18 types of Asian girls, 他们把亚洲的妹子分为了18种类型。好，那类型很多，所以我们废话不多说， Let's get right into it. Look at the first type of Asian girl.
People think that Asian girls are all the same.
They do!
Bro, there's only two types of Asian girls. The nerds that live in the library or the crazy party chicks who bleach their hair. That's it.
更多实用精彩英语课程，请下载 Open Language App 或看看 openlanguage.com。啊，好了，刚刚这段视频其实他们还没有开始讲那个 type, 对不对？他们就说 American stereotypes, 美国人笼统的会觉得只有两个类型的亚洲女生。第一种呢是 nerds that stay in library all the time, 就是书呆子啊。那这里有一个词很重要，叫 nerd, N-E-R-D. If you're a nerd, it means you, 你的这个成绩很好，然后呢常常待在图书馆，就是个书呆子型的。The second type is very different. They say crazy chicks that bleach their hair. 那这里呢有一个 slang, 有一个美国的俚语，就是 chick, C-H-I-C-K. 如果你查字典呢，字典通常会说这个词就是鸡的意思，一只小鸡。这里我们不是说女生，这个女的是一只鸡，而是这个俚语里还有一个意思呢，形容就是台湾人说的妹或者我们说的妹子，你可以用 chick 这个词，但是通常用 chick 的时候呢，是男生说女生会这样说，而且有一点不那么尊重的意味，所以通常就是说，she's a crazy chick, 或者 she's a hot chick, 对不对？都是男生对女生的一些评价啊。好，那现在呢，我们就来看看 Phone Brothers 他们做出来的 the first type of Asian girls 是一种亚洲辣妹。
Number one, the ABG, Asian baby girl. Common roles you'll find ABG girls in are
import model,
sexy coffee shop,
trendy Asian fusion restaurant,
go-go dancers,
and working at big shops.
For those of you guys who don't know, the Asian baby girl is basically your female Asian gangster. I like guys with big fast cars and tattoos, and maybe have been arrested.
They're short, sexy, and you'll know when you see them.
Next month, I'm going to be on the cover of Import Tuner magazine. The ABG often has on circle lenses, fake lashes, dark eyeliner, perfectly drawn eyebrows, highlights or dyed hair, a push-up bra, anything that exposes her pierced belly button or dragon tattoo.
The ABG looks tough on the outside, but secretly on the inside, she's a little insecure.
Yo, you freaking cheated on me? You cheated on me? Oh my god, I'm gonna kill you. Where are you going? I'm talking to you. Hey, hey! Come back!
Alright, so we just watched the first type of Asian girl, and they're the ABG, Asian baby girls.亚洲宝贝女生，那通常英语里面说一个人 baby girl, 这个就也是通常对于辣妹比较年轻的那种妹子的一个称呼啊 baby girl。刚刚大家也看到这段视频里面说这个 Asian baby girls 就像女流氓， they're like gangsters basically. So a gangster 呢就是那种小混混，之前几年不是美国有个电影叫 The Gangs of New York,啊，就是讲黑道呀流氓什么的。 Anyways, 刚刚他们这段视频里面呢，就是说这个 ABG Asian Baby Girls 有一些外貌的特点，比如说 They wear circle lenses. Circle lenses 就是放大片啊，通常以这个美妆为目的的，不是真的你需要戴 contact lenses 隐形眼镜。第二呢， They wear fake lashes, 就是假睫毛啊，像我拍视频都要戴假睫毛，有很多 fake 的东西。还有就是 their boobs, 他们的胸部也有点假， because they usually wear a push up bra,
一个 push， 那我们知道 bra 是一个胸罩，对不对？然后呢 ，if it's a push up bra， 就把你的胸推起来了 ，so that's a push up bra。然后这些 Asian baby girl 呢，虽然外表看起来很辣、hot、sexy， 对不对？但他们的内心是 very insecure， 内心还是有一点不安全感的。所以我们最后看到那个很可爱的亚洲女生，她演了一段就是。她男朋友劈腿了，然后她一边哭一边说 What? You freaking cheated on me? 那英语里面呢，如果一个人劈腿了，你就可以说 He's cheating on his girlfriend or she's cheating on her boyfriend. 所以 cheating 这个词呢，有欺骗的意思， but in relationship talk, it means someone 劈腿了，有一个 mistress, 有一个小三。然后我们刚刚也听到她用 You freaking cheated on me, 这个 freaking 呢，其实就是就是那个 F word， 但是是比较文明的一种说法啊。好呢，我们再来看看另外一种 Asian girl。
Definitely wears Tory Burch Riva flats and similar items.
Number 4, the fob Asian girl. Aw yeah, fresh off the boat. But nowadays they're more like boba, brought over by airplane. So there's a lot of different types of fob Asian girls, but we're going to be focusing on the rich and the normal.
The rich fob Asian girl may have gone to international school back in Asia where her family has millions of dollars. Or she just came off the plane yesterday and is already driving a Ferrari very badly.
好，我们刚刚看到的这种 Asian girl 呢，是跟我们生活比较相关的，就是中国很多富二代啊啥出国留学， and they're the fob Asian girl. Fob 是一个简称 acronym, and it stands for fresh off the boat. 刚从船上下来的啊，当然现在他们视频也说了， it's more like brought over by plane, 对不对？In any case, 这样的一种 fob Asian girl 有一个特点，就是 they're super rich。他们家里呢，在中国可能有很多很多的钱，然后这些女生，她们视频也说了 ，their outfit probably costs more than your car。outfit 呢，就是衣服的意思。衣服虽然我们可以说 clothes 什么的，但是 outfit 通常就是泛指的，又是上衣啦，又是就一整身的这种打扮都很贵，比一个白人可能一部普通的车还贵，而且他们开的车也是很好的 ，maybe they're driving a Ferrari， 一辆法拉利。然后刚刚那个 The Phone Brother 说 ，they're driving a Ferrari very badly。为什么他会讲到就是这种 fob Asian girl 开豪车，但是开得很烂呢？因为美国人常常有一个笑话，他们觉得 Asians are very bad drivers。他们对亚洲人的印象就是读书很好，都是学霸，但是体育很差，开车也很差。Are you right? I don't know. Okay, let's move on to the next type of Asian girl. 这种 Asian girl 呢，有一点宅。Let's look at the geeky Asian girl.
Five.The geeky Asian girl.
The geeky Asian girl is like being a gamer, being an otaku, being a K-pop fangirl, being a huge YouTube fangirl, being in a sci-fi, and being in a British TV shows.
好啦，大家看到我就是 the geeky Asian girl, 比较宅的一种亚洲女生啊。其实 geek 这个词呢，它的意思就我们现在说的一个奇客啊什么的，如果形容男的话，一般就是那种 IT 宅男，对吧？ geek 它的意思就这个人 they're very good at 什么 technology, computers, 但是呢 maybe social skills, 社交能力不是那么强。所以我们刚刚视频里也看到他们说这种 geeky Asian girl 呢，通常就是喜欢在家什么打电玩啦，然后呢很喜欢看什么科幻小说，然后他们喜欢一些什么亚洲文化的东西，比如说 K-pop。 你跟一个人美国人讲什么 K-pop K-drama， 他们就会知道你讲的就是 Korean pop and Korean drama， 韩流的影响其实有些美国人也知道。然后这种 geeky Asian girl 呢，要分清楚的就是他们和下面一种 type 学霸 nerdy Asian girl 有一点不一样。好，那 let's move on to the nerdy Asian girl.
6, the brainiac super nerd Asian girl. She's probably the daughter of a professor, researcher, or engineer, or something smart. Do the words quantum mechanics, string theory, or multivariable calculus ring a bell? If they do, you're probably a brainiac Asian girl.
前面说过很多亚洲人在美国都是成绩很好的，对不对？然后可以上什么哈佛、耶鲁、斯坦福啊，所以呢他们就是 the brainiac super nerdy Asian girl， 很长的一个词啊。现在看看 the brainiac， 那这个词呢 ，it comes from the word brain， 就是大脑。现在我们不是有什么节目《超级大脑》，对不对 ？So if you call someone brainiac， 它是一个形容词，意思就是这个人很有脑子的，脑力超强，超聪明。然后呢，它是 brainiac， super nerdy 啊。不仅是 nerdy， 而且是 super nerdy。 节目一开始我就讲了啊，这个 nerdy 或者 if you call someone he's a nerd or she's a nerd， 就是啊，他是个书呆子。那 nerdy 呢就是形容词，所以按我们现在比较潮的说法呢，就是这个人是一个学霸，读书很好。然后前面那个视频里面 I love how they show the word， 就是说他们这些女生是 born to nerddom。 nerddom N-E-R-D-D-O-M， 我们可能听过一个词叫王国 A kingdom， 那如果书呆子有一个王国就是一个 nerdom， 对不对？所以他那个的意思呢，就是通常这样的学霸妹子，他们的爸爸妈妈也是很聪明，是什么 engineer 啦 professor 啦，这样就是书呆学霸子的一家啊。
更多实用精彩英语课程请下载 Open Language App 或看看 openlanguage.com。